I'm at Camden BRA with nutrition specialist Dr. Fraser Courts, and we're discussing a project looking at the role of food structure and protein content in relation to the satiating effects of products. Today we're discussing research on protein content, and in particular an approach to predict processing behaviour of proteins added to drink products. So Fraser, tell me a bit about the types of products you're working with and why.
Well, consumers are becoming more aware of some of the potential physiological benefits of deriving a proportion of their dietary energy from protein. And what this is leading to is increasing demand for high protein products, and especially beverages, such as milkshakes and other milk-based beverages. And the ingredients market has sort of met this demand by producing many sort of high protein ingredients, including those derived from meats, in particular beans, pulses, tubers like potatoes, for example, grains like wheat, and even insects to meet that demand for the production of high protein products.
And what new challenges then does this present for product development?
Well, proteins in solution, such as a beverage, for example, are modified by thermal processing. So they might denature, flocculate, so bind together to create sort of aggregates of protein. They might thicken the product, and they might fall out of solution to varying degrees. And this is unfortunate because beverages are typically stabilized microbiologically by some form of thermal process. So the amount to which that denaturation or thickening or flocculation might occur is unpredictable. And it's dependent very much on the biochemistry of the protein, the source of the protein, so what biological material it came from, the matrix itself, so the beverage in this case, and the thermal regime, the temperature and time profile through which the product's put during that stabilization step. Now, other components of the high protein ingredients are also unpredictable. These ingredients are not just pure protein, they have other components in their mixture as well. So these are also unpredictable and might cause issues with the product during thermal processing. And currently there's no established method for assessing the behaviour or even predicting the behaviour of these proteins and the protein sources during thermal processing. The only way to do this currently is to actually make a pilot batch of the product and actually to assess its quality after producing that batch. So the challenge very much is to choose and match the right protein-rich ingredient to suit the process of beverage production and also the product matrix.
So what are the drawbacks of using pilot scale production to assess combinations of process, food matrix and added protein?
Well, clearly every time you want to assess a match of protein-rich ingredient to a beverage, this is very costly in terms of time and labour, and you're taking up time in a pilot plant that could be used for other purposes for a relatively limited return of information. In addition to that, you may also get excessive fouling on continuous flow equipment such as a flash pasteuriser as a result of the thermal modifications that take place in the protein source. So you may also end up with a significant amount of cleaning that needs to be done following production of that pilot batch.
And you're looking at an alternative approach. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, what we're trying to do is establish a method to rapidly identify suitable proteins for formulation in specific matrices such as dairy-based beverages. The technique we're currently looking at is called rapid viscoanalysis, or RVA for short. And what this allows us to do is determine changes in viscosity in real time in a liquid sample as a function of temperature over time. This technique is really advantageous because it requires only a few millilitres of sample, and we can get results in a very short time frame, around 12 minutes per sample. And what we're looking to do is correlate the results of these RVA changes or RVA predicted changes in protein-enriched beverages and their viscosity to quality attributes of a finished product as produced in a pilot plant by means of actually shortlisting some of these protein-rich ingredients for pilot trials. So we're very much looking at that read across between what we find from the RVA and what we find from a pilot batch of a particular formulation.
And how well does this work then? How reliable are the predictions?
Well, we tried correlating the viscosity of 13 different protein-rich beverage formulations between an RVA predicted result and a pilot batch result. And what we're seeing is a really promising read across for 9 of those 13 different protein formulations. And we think we now understand much more about the reasons that we're seeing deviation for the other 4 products that are not working quite as well. And this is probably due to interactions between the protein source and proteins in the milk beverage itself.
And what do you see as the next steps with the project?
Well, we're currently reporting the results that I've just described to members via the means of presentations and also reports. And we're going to continue to improve the read-across we're seeing between the RVA prediction and pilot batch predictions. In addition to this, we're gathering data for new protein ingredients as they arise and as they appear on the market. And we hope to correlate this to the long-term stability of proteins in solution in protein-rich milk-based beverages.
Fraser Courts, thanks very much indeed.